Good morning. Namaste. I am neither the doer nor the enjoyer. There is no past or present action in me. Since I have no idea of body or of bodiliness, how can I say that it is mine or not mine? So our theme for this morning is you are not now, nor ever will be a body. Okay? So rest in reality that there is no person here to speak. And there is no person present to be listening. Supreme Spirit alone is. So follow a breath and just be aware of a breath coming in and a breath going out, letting go of mind. Awareness does not need thoughts to be awareness. Relax into the flow called breathing. But knowing you are not doing the breathing, but are aware of what is called breathing. Letting go of thoughts or feelings or sensations. Aware of what is present, but not doing. Be as you truly are, empty, empty of two-ness, empty even of oneness. Just be your natural being, empty. Recognize there is only you here and now, since before time you are present and you are the unborn, infinite, eternal presence now. You have only ever been this and will forever be this. And there is no thought, no idea or belief that can ever alter it. Be still. Now, many of you have probably heard me say, you must move out of the head and into the heart. And that is also saying, move from the intellect to the bliss or move from ideas and concepts to the real. Okay. So that is what it means when I say move out of the head and into the heart. And all of those statements are saying the same thing. Let go of thinking. Let it go as being a reality or as a way to explain reality and who you are. The truth of you cannot be explained through mental activity. But it seems that nevertheless, we seem to be in love with thinking and descriptions and describing and the adjectives and what is going on, what is not going on. And many of us are still in a puzzlement of how we are not the body and how we are not the mind. Even though we know that clinging to the idea of being the body or thoughts, that we incur all the suffering that comes along with it. It comes with that acceptance, the acceptance of a false belief of being a separate person. We know this, we've experienced this. It is nothing new to our awareness. Okay, so then it would seem that releasing or seeing clearly the belief in being a body and mind thoughts, and seeing clearly that the beliefs of being a person with a past and the future, or being the sum of our experiences, would be a wise road to take. Okay, so then how do I see clearly or see more clearly that I am presence and not the body? And not the thoughts. So take a breath. And what are the beliefs made of? And especially for us now, this belief of being a body that some may still be holding on to. Well, it's made up of memories. Which are thoughts about the past, right? And it's made up of mental projections, which is the imagination of a future. So those are the two main characteristics that tempt us or try to tell us that we are this body because it has been through these experiences. It is aware of memories. You are aware of the memories of them, and it just seems logical. Okay, so say that you are still holding the idea of being a body. I know not everyone is, but for the sake of today, say that you're still holding to the idea of being a body. Now, I want you to look to see if the idea of a body requires thoughts of changing. My body is changing. It's getting older, getting weaker, getting thinner, getting fatter. Okay. So to be a body requires thoughts of changes. Thoughts about physical mass and physical form and thoughts of sensations. Like perhaps a tingling or pain. The body idea requires certain thoughts. So I want to take a look at those thoughts, but I want us to look again with a corrected interpretation. For instance, there is the sensation of hurting, the sensation of pain. And for some, that immediate interpretation might be, I am in pain. I. But the reality of it is that this is an appearance with the body, and that statement, that thought, is not a true thought about myself, which is the presence. You need to begin to make this spacing between the accumulation of the ideas about being the body. I hurt, I'm hungry, I'm tired. I want more, I want less. So we look at that. Take that moment, take that breath, take that opportunity, take that red flag waving. In that moment of pain, the breath, the moment, that's a sensation with the body. That is a sensation with the body. Now there can be all kinds of adjectives. It's a deep sensation. It's an excruciating sensation. Oh, it's not so bad. But your practice, your knowingness to begin to extract from the immediate interpretations of I am this or that to a knowing that this appearance is with the body. It is not with myself. I am aware. I am present. I can acknowledge the knowingness of this appearance, but I have to begin, there has to come that understanding that I'm not what happens to the body. I am not aging. I am not of mass. I am not of the feelings and the emotions and the experiences. I am not what goes on with the body. I am the presence that is aware of the experiences going on with the body. Since I am not the body, the experiences that go on with the body are not to do with the I that I am. Otherwise, what I am would have to be of mass. It would have to be changing. It would have to be finite. It would have to be mortal if I were the body. And if I am not this, then nothing is the body. Nothing is the form. Because the I that is the only presence. So you begin to make that distinction. And yes, it takes time in this practice, right? So let's take a look also at the feelings and the sensations, because the feelings are also thoughts. They are also objects. Feelings are objects, thoughts are objects. Body is object. But a feeling, I am having anxiety. Okay? So we believe this thought is appropriate when we are faced with certain appearances. And the sensations that rise to awareness. But again, the correct interpretation is this is a feeling with the body. It is not a true statement. It is not a true belief about myself. Myself, which is the presence. Now, ask yourself. If there were no belief in the thought, meaning I am in pain, it rises to awareness, but what if there was no belief in it? There was no grabbing it and beginning the story about it, about that sensation. Where would you be? So what we can do in our practice is ask, is this thought about the eternal? Okay. So that immediate interpretation rises. It has to rise before you can accept it. Okay. So for now, it has risen. I am in pain. We can ask, is this thought about the eternal? So simple, so easy. The thought rises, I am in pain. The breath comes, the recognition comes. Is this thought about the eternal? If the answer is yes, then keep it, keep the thought. If the answer is no, then release that thought without making a story. Go to your corrected interpretation. This thought is about the body, but I am not that. So what we're looking to do here in our practices is make that distancing space from the rising of thoughts to making an interpretation. The thought is there, but instead of interpreting it as personal, about a person, the beginning of a story, we know that there is a corrected interpretation. Is this thought about the eternal? Is this thought about my true self? And then just let it go. Okay. So this practice of watching thoughts, perhaps doing a corrected interpretation with them, it's a very powerful one. It is the way of clear seeing and also deepening your seeing. So consciousness is in the evolution of knowing it is consciousness. This is you. This is you, consciousness, evolving into the knowingness, I am consciousness. This is why you are here. You are here to come out from under the false beliefs and live from beyond the body and the mind. To see them clearly. Like a wave that is rising out of the ocean. This idea of a separate person rises out of consciousness. Almost like a challenge to itself to find itself beyond the false beliefs. And beyond that false belief is living in the heart and not the head. But it takes clear seeing or as our Eastern friends say, it takes neti neti. I am not this. I am not that. Okay, so now, in regard to the body, it is not to say that the body is not properly looked after. To feed it, to water it, and shelter it as best we can. That's it is a vehicle at best, but even the car needs a mechanic now and then, right? But I do not believe I am the car every time it is hungry for fuel or has a broken part. So I need not believe I am the body just because it is giving an expression of feed me or it has an uncomfortable part to it. Okay. All right. Let's look some more. Now, I've heard this from some, and what it is that they are accepting the thought or thoughts of, yeah, but who will I be if I let go of thoughts and beliefs? You know, what's going to happen to me? Well, nothing is going to happen to me because there is no me for anything to happen to. The question is coming from the idea of person. All right. But to address that, let's try this. The concept being, if I let go of thoughts and beliefs, what will happen to me? Who will I be if I let go of thoughts and beliefs? All right. So be conscious of this for a moment. Be aware of this, what is spoken. If you take a breath between thoughts, right? Okay. Hands up here. A thought over here, a breath empty of thoughts, and then another thought over here. What happened to you between the thoughts? I want you to try that. Take a breath or have a thought. The sky is blue. Take a breath. No thoughts. And then another thought. What happened to you between the thoughts? That space of no thought, no thinking. No beliefs, no concepts, and no ideas. That minute space. What happened to you? Did you disappear for that minute nanosecond? Did you go away? Or are you still here 100%? What about in your meditations? When you get to the silence, and maybe the thoughts don't come, but they, but if they do, perhaps they're farther apart. So there is a time, there is a space in your meditations, perhaps, where there's no thinking? Would you disappear then? Did anything happen to you? And then two, what about at night in sleep? No thoughts. And yet you are present 100%. Did anything happen to you? Did you disappear? No. So the thoughts and the ideas about what will happen to me or who will I be if I release beliefs and thinking and let go of beliefs that I am so accustomed to holding to. Just in these few minutes, we have been able to acknowledge that without thoughts, nothing happens to me. Without thinking, nothing happens to me or to myself or to presence. I am still present. I am still aware. So, if you release all thoughts, and we're going to just use the body idea concept for now, but if you released all thoughts about being a body, that I am neither body nor mind. Period, mind, end of conversation. Okay. If I release them all right now, would you disappear? Or be without knowing of sensations? Or be unaware? This is such a simple practice you can do. So, if all thoughts about being the body were released, you would still be here, present and aware. 100%. Aware of knowing. And perhaps even more deeply in the essence of your own being, because you're not allowing the thoughts to keep grabbing your attention. And when you're not allowing the thoughts to take your attention, keep your attention on being. Thoughts are not needed to be who you already are, nor are thoughts needed to be present, to be awareness itself. No thoughts required. So, does the presence, or does consciousness, or does awareness appear in the body? Or is the body appearing in awareness, in consciousness? Is the body aware of presence, or is presence aware of the body object? Consciousness seemingly limits itself to a body and to thoughts in order to experience itself. But it remains unlimited. It remains infinite. It remains eternal. And if you are here today, you are consciousness looking to recognize itself as being consciousness. It is as if you are done with the play. You are done with the game of limitation to body and mind. For whatever reason, for you, it is done. And now it is only to deepen the realization, I am consciousness. So to get to where you want to be, you must take the road that will get you there. Clear seeing is that practice, can be that road. So be still and enjoy your journey. Okay, so comments. Shanti. We have any comments or questions?
Hi, Mary.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, love.
Morning. Could you talk a little bit more on, I believe what you said was consciousness uses the body to become aware of itself. Just correct me if I'm wrong. I was a little, if you
Yes.
could talk a little
Yes.
more about that.
Okay.
I've heard that before, and I've tried to grasp that a little deeper, but it's a little challenging at times.
Okay. Consciousness. See. It is in order for one. Well, one cannot know itself. It has to have a concept of duality. It has to have an idea of separation. So consciousness and we use these terms just for pointing because no one can express it. So as I said, it seems to limit itself to a body or to bodies that it might have the experiences of its own infinite expressions, and in order to know itself, it is like okay, let's take like some have an energy, there's an energy that is say deeply negative, and that expression of deep negativity is taking place in aware, and it's aware of it. And it could be that eventually, in the experiencing of that, it comes into the knowingness, I'm not that. I think that's again why Eastern philosophy is neti neti, I'm not that. I'm not that. So in knowing itself as not being that, it may then turn to spiritual understandings. It may just turn to good works in trying to help the needy. It may just, And it begins to grow. It begins to understand itself as not being that. It might not know yet that it is consciousness, but it is recognizing at that point what it's doing in the utilizing of this form is not where it wants to be. And these are only ideas that I have, from my limited understanding, because I cannot understand why deeply that it does that. But when you begin to contemplate that, yes, that one cannot recognize one as one because it's one. It needs two to recognize there's
Right.
one.
Okay.
So it
Okay.
has that limitedness of separation. So then it again, it at some point it begins to seek more deeply into its own being rather than looking out there. Maybe it becomes bored with what's out there, and it begins looking more withinness, so that that withinness begins to then shine to what is out there. But it is, consciousness is evolving. And
And it takes on
these
that
but
role.
the what?
It takes on the role of different forms in order to express itself
Yes.
infinitely
Yes.
in all these different forms. Yeah, it's really deep.
Yes.
I have to meditate on that a bit.
So, well, this is where when you get that there's no space and there's no distance, and you begin to get that, then you get, yes, there is only one, because everything is myself.
Right.
What is the essence of my being? The source. Okay, so then if there's an object here and an object there, they all have to have the same source, and you begin to contemplate then that oneness, that if everything has one source, then I cannot be separate from that oneness. Nothing can be separated from that oneness. It can give the appearance, and we can hold beliefs that it is, but we can't make it happen. Okay, we cannot separate that one.
Yes. Thank you.
Welcome, love.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Mary.
Good morning, love. Yes, good morning.
Hi there. I had an experience this morning as you spoke that I was talking to myself. Was external and internal.
Quite right.
Yeah.
You are talking to yourself. God is always in a monologue. It's always talking to itself. Anything else? Right. So only you guys are going to know where you are in releasing the body and the thoughts from being your true identity. So we have some more little practices here and more things to contemplate. So okay, I guess we'll call this one complete. All right. Well, let us pray. Most beloved self, O Lord of my being, you are the love of my life. You are the light of my eyes and the joy of my heart. You have never left me, and I have never left you. Thank you that it is so. Amen. Om Namaste.